Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If I said to you that Democrats are much more in tune to their plight, would you believe me? And when I say their plight, I mean their inevitable devastation that's going to occur in the midterms. This, despite the rampant cheating that will happen. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The Democrats are going to cheat, and they're going to win some races that they shouldn't win. And if we're smart, people are going to look at what I've created with Beyond the Mules, where I'm going to say it once again. I guarantee you, you will leave that film understanding that the Democrats cheated. You will know how they cheated, and you're going to know how to stop them in the future. But you got to pay attention. And for those of you who do have the financial wherewithal, I don't care if it's $5. We need help making this film. We got one family that bucked up to get us started, and I thank you guys, Mike and Karen, you are amazing. But I'm not going to rely on any single Patriot family or anybody. We should all be in this together. So go to my website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and donate $1, $5. I don't care. Every little bit counts. It allows us we have to have multiple film crews going around this country trying to shoot everybody and get these stories in. Then we got to go to post to edit it and get it down to make it a where we can put it into a format that an hour and 40 minutes you're in and out of there. Cause this, let me tell you, there's 2 days worth of stuff that you could easily make. I could make this into a long-term documentary, and maybe we will as part of this whole strategy. But there's a lot of data. And to make it into a movie, it takes a lot of time, energy, and most importantly, money. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not doing everything on my own anymore. I'm just flatly not. I can't afford to. So going back to what I was talking about, we've got these people, these Democrats that have policies that are so against us, and they have no shot at winning because people now fully understand what the Democrats stand for. They are unadulterated, pathological liars. Nobody can stop them, and they don't even care that you know it. They're in your face. Joe Biden doesn't care that you know he's a pathological liar. He doesn't care. You want to know why Joe Biden respects his son Hunter so much? I told you part of it earlier in another show. I told you that Joe Biden respects Hunter because Hunter is living an authentic life without a mask. The only time Hunter has to put on a mask is when he's protecting his dad. Other than that, Hunter says, I hire prostitutes. I put them on video. I do dope. I'm the most debaucherous dude on the planet. Don't let me near your women or children or your sheep or your whatevers. I'm that guy that everybody warns you against, and he doesn't care. And the only time he has to stop being Hunter is when he thinks about what his dad does. And you know what hurts Hunter? That his dad has to live with his truth, with Hunter's truth, not his dad's truth. See, because his dad is quite the opposite. His dad is a pathological liar because he refuses to tell you who he really is. Even when he's caught, he denies it. Hunter doesn't deny hanging out with prostitutes and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, snorting coke off of prostitutes' stomachs and videotaping them and not taking care of his kids and a host of other things. He has no qualms, no quips or anything. And Joe Biden, hey, he loves his son for that honesty that he can deliver. He loves it. But what Joe Biden really hates the most is he can't do that. Joe Biden is forced to be a pathological liar. And he loves it. I bet you nobody's ever explained that to you that way. I bet you this, though. I bet you I just nudged some insights that you already had. This isn't Kevin Jackson imparting some brand new, ooh, look at Kevin, look at him go. You already had these insights. Somebody just kind of put it together and said, hey, by the way, I'm packaging what your brain is already producing. Here you go. And you go, Kevin, I was thinking of the same thing. Thanks for putting into such a succinct little nugget now that I can go share with somebody. The Democrats, folks, they are unbelievably crooked. They use people. They use circumstances. That is what they're about. I want to play this clip of Bill Clinton essentially telling the Democrats, here's the way it is. By the way, I played a clip the other day of Tiffany Cross with a black woman, not a conservative, a Democrat, who's running in Texas. And you know what they said? They validated what we already know. They said, black people want the police. But then they go on to say, the defund the police movement isn't a bad thing. It was good for the cops. We didn't want to take money from them. We didn't want to put them on Front Street with more body cams and more oversight and all that. No, it was meant to help them so they didn't have to get cats out of trees and deal with all this other nonsense. They're liars. They're bold-faced liars. Anyway, here's Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, and we'll delve into this a little bit more as well.
Joe Biden's bungled the border so badly, even Bill Clinton says enough's enough.
There is a limit to how many migrants any society can take without severe disruption and assistance. And our system is based much more on an assumption that things would be more normal.
This is not normal. He's right.
That's about as politically correct as you can say that we're jacked, that Joe Biden screwed the pooch. Now he's trying to sell you the puppies. Biden's bungling of the border, Jesse Waters said, is so badly that Bill Clinton needed to chime in. Not Hillary, Bill. And it gets worse. It gets worse. Now they're going to play something that Pelosi's catching heat for. I didn't talk about this right after the weekend. But this is, showcases exactly what Pelosi and the Democrats feel about these illegals that are coming into the country. Here's a clip.
Nancy Pelosi loves open borders. After all, without them, who would pick her grapes?
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Does anybody believe that? Do you believe that the Florida farmers are like, well, what is Ron DeSantis doing shipping these illegals up to Martha's Vineyard when we need them here, man? What it tells you is that that little stunt resonated. And it's just a 1-2 punch of Trump and DeSantis. Notice I said Trump first. Because Trump rightfully said, you know what, guys? None of this would be happening if the Democrats had followed my policies. But let's keep sight of the bigger picture. Democrats' desperation, they start to show their true colors, how racist they are against brown people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I am so sick of leftist lies. Let me play this clip again. This is from the progressive DA. Think about this as you think about Philadelphia and this DA. Think about what's going on in Los Angeles and elsewhere. Crime rates through the roof in every major city. And the one thing that's a correlation of all of them is progressive DAs. The progressive DA in St. Louis. What do you think? Is St. Louis in the top 10 of dangerous, most dangerous cities? Of course it is. Anywhere that you have a progressive DA, you have massive crime. But they can't seem to put two and two together. They think it's about guns, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Here's this knucklehead again. We played this earlier, but it's worth playing again.
It is working. The reality is there are 1,000 people killed in 20 months. It is working. The reality is when you look at all these different jurisdictions, we have had a devastating blow from the pandemic, and there is absolutely no correlation between being progressive or traditional and the rate of crime. These states in the United States that have a rate of homicide that is 40% higher are MAGA states. They are Trump states. I'll say it again. The rate of homicide in Trump states as compared to Biden states, take all 50 of them, is 40% higher.
You know, Republicans say the opposite. It's all the blue states.
Republicans lie.
As I'm listening to this guy, I feel like we should be playing Shaggy's. It wasn't me. Do-do-do-do. Wasn't me. Do-do-do-do. It wasn't me. Yeah, it is. It's you. It's clear. And you know, I think this is what's frustrating for most sane Americans as we look at this stuff and we say, how could you possibly not see the correlation? It's easy. That's what he's been told to say. That's where the money is. That's how he keeps his job. See, somebody was asking me, I don't remember who it was, but we were legitimately talking about how do you fix a problem. And I said to him, Thomas Sowell said it. Many people have said it before me. But I said to the guy, he's like, Kevin, surely this guy could be reasoned with and all that. And I said to him, what you're telling me is you want to get between a man and his money and you think he's going to be reasonable. He's going to say, you know what? You're suddenly right. All these so-called global climate scientists who are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to just say something, to write something in the favor of whatever, to shift it a little bit, to play around with the data, and you think you're going to stop them from making that payment? That, I mean, these guys get hundreds of thousands of dollars a year extra. They weren't counting on this. Somebody came to them, and I explained this, folks. There are companies out there that will come to you, and they do it for writers. They say, what's your position on such and such? And you say, here's my position. And they go, okay, well, I can't use you. Well, what is it? Well, we'll pay you $5,000 if your position is this. Well, I tell you what, I could nuance it so that, and that's what happens. Now, I will tell you, when they come to me, and they say, Kevin, are you willing to write an article about such and such? For a fee. Yes. What's your position on this? This is my position. Okay. That's the position we're looking for. If they were to say to me, and they have, well, that's not the position that we're looking for. I go, okay, fine. Go find somebody else. That takes principle, folks. That takes character. That takes somebody that says, yeah, I need the, look, if you don't think I need money, I need money. I ain't Elon, baby. My name is not Kevin Musk. It could be because I am toxically masculine. Yes, I need the money, but I'm not going to sell out for it. See, that's not what most people do. They get in over their heads. They've got all their little things. They want to have that extra, you know, mountain house. They want to have the beach house. They want to have the extra car. They want to pay for the kids' college or whatever. And they sell out. And then they get roped in. It's like the firm. You know, they give you a fat salary, more than you should have made otherwise. They pay off your college loans. They get you a Mercedes. They put furniture in the house. And when they get you hooked in, then they tell you they're with the Meralto crime family. That's exactly what's going on here. Anybody who is going to tell you that the policy of catch and release, the policies of emptying your jails, the policies of getting rid of guns, lessening sentences, doing what they call ROR, releasing on your own recognizance, and these are policies that are going to work to mitigate crime, they're idiots. So I went and looked this up. Top 10 states, highest crime rates. New Mexico, Louisiana, Colorado, South Carolina, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Washington State, and let's see, that's 7, Tennessee, Oregon, and Missouri. Now, I don't know all the governors. I think the governor of New Mexico is a Democrat now. Governor of Louisiana may be a Republican, but probably a rhino. Colorado's governor, I believe, is a Democrat. South Carolina, not sure. Arkansas, Republican for sure. Oklahoma, probably Republican. Washington State, undoubtedly a Democrat, leftist, communist. Tennessee, probably Republican. And I should know this, and I could have researched it beforehand, but that would have required a little extra effort that I wasn't going to put in this morning. Oregon, guarantee you that's a Democrat, and Missouri, a Republican, who I happen to know. But when you dig deeper, as I say, go look at the states that have these Republican governors. Okay, so let's use Missouri. That's the last one. I know that state very well. I can tell you this. The mayor of the two biggest cities in St. Louis, which are Kansas City and St. Louis, are Democrats. You want to know where the concentration of crime, do you want to know where 80% of the crime that occurs in the state of Missouri occurs? It occurs in St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, and Columbia, Missouri. Three of the biggest cities. Columbia, I believe, also has a Democrat mayor because it has the University of Columbia. Those are the facts. These guys try to glorify this. Oh, it's look at this state. It's always going to be these Republican states. It's the MAGA states. See, they want you to they want the narrative to be that MAGA people are dangerous. But let's go on. Oregon. Where do you think Oregon's crime is centered? You think it's up in, you know, by the coast where, you know, like they filmed the Bob Newhart show? Or do you think that it's in Portland? Just curious. What about Washington? Washington State. What do you think the crime is? You think it's in the outlying areas or do you think it's in Seattle? Home of leftism. Oklahoma. Can guarantee, even though Oklahoma may have a governor who's Republican, I can almost guarantee you the crime in Oklahoma is in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And both of those cities will probably have Democratic mayors. Arkansas. Governor Asa Hutchinson, right? Okay, where? Little Rock? One of the most dangerous cities in the country, guarantee you, Democrat control, especially with University of Arkansas Little Rock right there. So it's got the cancer of a college or university to go to boot. You know that one's going to be an easy one. Colorado, what do you think the crime is? Denver, Colorado Springs, and Colorado Springs is a little bit more conservative, but I guarantee you, Denver, the majority of the crime that comes out of Colorado is in Denver. And I could go on. Louisiana, the majority of the crime in Louisiana, I'm talking about in sheer numbers, is going to be in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. I'll leave it there for now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 100 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. The vast majority of the deaths are in Florida, where the storm made landfall as a devastating Category 4 hurricane last week. The storm obliterated entire communities, left people homeless, and others on islands separated from the mainland. John F. Clauser is one of the recipients of the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics. Speaking after the announcement on Tuesday, Clauser said he'd almost given up hope.
I'm very happy. It's been a long time coming.
Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, is being celebrated Tuesday evening by Jews around the world. The holiday, known as the Day of Atonement, begins at sundown tonight and ends 25 hours later. It's marked by a day-long fast, synagogue attendance, and intense prayer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stacey Abrams lost in her lawsuit to rig elections. A federal judge voted down this insanity where she wanted everybody registered. And he says, no, citizens should be registered. Your vote is sacrosanct. And by the way, those of you, there are many, many Republicans out there. Kevin, stop talking about election cheating and let's just move on. Well, I'll ask you this. If I told you, if your child was kidnapped and I said, I know who kidnapped your child, but you know what? You should just move on. Would you do it? If you suspected somebody had kidnapped your child, what about just molested your child? Would you, when I say just molested, what I'm saying is you still have your kid, but you notice that after your kid came home from somebody's house, they were completely different. The kid you knew that was jovial and fun-loving and good grades was now sullen, not getting good grades, etc. After going to Uncle Joey's house or Uncle Hunter's house, would you just move on? Now, I go back to the kidnapping. If your child was missing and somebody said, I thought I saw your child over here, would you go, well, you know what? The kid is missing anyway. I guess I should just move on. Well, let me tell you something. You may think that your vote is no big deal, but your vote is about your kids. Your vote is, are you really just ready to move on? Because if you are, you're an idiot. See, that's why people aren't ready to just move on. It's like a friend of mine said, what would the Brits do if the crown jewels were missing? Would you go, well, look, somebody stole them. I mean, just move on. Some antiquity, some family heirloom that you had, something important to you, would you just move on? I think I made my point, right? Okay, because I'd like to move on. My producers are like, no, 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 make four more points. Only four? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, people. The Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats aren't going to quit trying to stop us. They aren't going to quit trying to interfere with sanity. Why? Because Democrats make money in chaos. There's no money to be made in sanity. There's no money to be made in cures of diseases. Why do you think that people take nature and they modify and tell you, this is better than nature? No, it isn't. Nature has, if nature started the disease, nature can cure it. It's that simple. That's how God made it. But man goes, no, I'll step in the middle of it, man. I'll do better. I got to figure this out. Nope. God did it better. Always has, always will. In case you haven't figured it out, folks, we live in a time when Democrats can't be stopped through normal means. Democrats have to stop themselves. Things that happen to them, their policies have to spin back so brutally on them that Democrats go, oh my gosh,
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding?
They have to spin back. They have attorneys who do nothing but look for loopholes. They test the fence to see if it's electrified. And it's time we stop them. Now, as I said, I could give you a litany of things where they've stopped themselves. Trevor Noah. I've been talking about him over the past few days. We didn't have to stop Trevor Noah. I've been saying Trevor Noah is a comedic hack from the moment I saw the kid stand up. He's not good. He was handpicked to take that role. 7 years, this guy, the network at Comedy Central watched those numbers drop to below dismal levels, and they did nothing. But you know what finally happened? Democrats stopped themselves. Leftists stopped themselves. How low, much lower could you go before you embarrass the entirety of the leftist population in America? It was already an embarrassment with Jon Stewart. This guy had dozens of writers, at least a dozen writers, and he still couldn't be overly funny. Trevor Noah got the same crew, and he wasn't even remotely. You couldn't make Trevor Noah funny with writers. That's how bad he was. But he hung around until finally what? Did we push him out? Was there a boycott of Trevor Noah? No. The only boycott of Trevor Noah came, you want to know from where? From his own people. As my grandpa said, his own peoples did it to him, Kev. His own peoples. That's what old black people, they would make something plural that didn't need to be plural. If you're looking at it for the sheeps, you know, the sheeps is gone. His own peoples, Kev. Yes, Trevor Noah's own people weren't watching his stupid show. The same way, by the way, Jon Stewart's own peoples was not watching his show either. You want to hear some more fun facts? Here's a fun fact. A top Apple executive is leaving the company after appearing in a now viral TikTok video making a crude joke. They would have had to fire me. In a video posted by user Daniel Mack, Apple VP Tony Blevins is asked what he does for a living. After the TikToker spotted his luxury car, a Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren, "I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women," Blevins responded, "but I take weekends and major holidays off." As it turns off, the executive's answer was a reference to the 1981 movie Arthur, in which the main character says, "I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have weekends off, and I am my own boss." So, I want to just be clear. The guy does a takeoff of a movie Arthur from 1981, which, by the way, one of the best movies ever made, starring Dudley Moore, where he plays a drunk, you know, son of a billionaire, but he's a philanderer and prefers the company of prostitutes over educated women. I think Jill Eichenberger, yeah, I know the movie very well. Jill Eichenberger played his love interest. But Arthur's a drunk. And in society, they want him to stop being a drunk, go marry another society girl, like an arranged marriage. Think of the royals, the equivalent of royal families. Go marry that girl. She's waiting for you. She loves you, loves you, loves you. Arthur leaves her at the altar for a character played by Liza Minnelli, who's just a blue-collar girl from New York. And Liza Minnelli plays her very typically. But Arthur's in love with her, and that's who he wants to be with. So anyway, it's from that movie, which is a comedy. And the guy's obviously joking. He's obviously joking. I race cars, I race cars, I play golf, and I fondle big-breasted women. But I take the weekends and major holidays off. You know it's a quip. But, let's just level set. Okay, this is Kevin Jackson, by the way, that you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What were they so taken aback that they had to fire this guy? What if he said, "I fondle little-breasted women"? Would that have made it better? Was this like breast-shaming or what? Or did he validate Donald Trump, who said, "When you have money, you can get away with anything"? Maybe that was too close for comfort for the left. Because let me tell you something about rich guys.
They race cars, they play golf, and they fondle big-breasted women. In fact, they fondle breasts of women of all different shapes and sizes. Let's just get that out there. I know, Kevin, we're on some religious stations. Well, you know what? Don't be so sanctimonious that you don't... That if you're so sanctimonious, ladies, and you want me to believe that your breasts have never been fondled, you got the wrong Negro, okay? Because I know they have. I know they have been. Yep. From the itty-bitties to the humongous. They've all been fondled. Get over yourselves. And if you're a guy and you're going, Kevin, what are we doing talking about fondling? We're talking about it because a guy got fired over a quip that most people would just look at and laugh off. But you can't do that anymore. You can't just laugh off. It would be like, what do you like? I like wine, whiskey, and fast women.
Oh, who are you to say you like fast women?
What is it? Why is this off limits? And I can guarantee you this guy had no clue. The crap storm Blevins had no clue the crap storm that was going to happen to him when this kid came up and asked him that question. Now, going back to it. If he had said, should he have said something like, well, as they said in the movie Arthur, I do this, 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 and this. What was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to correct it? What's he supposed to do now? Well, let me tell you what he did. He apologized. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize to anyone who was offended by my mistaken attempted humor. I'm putting some things on there just so you can have some context. He wants to sincerely apologize, not just apologize, to anyone he's offended. I don't know who that would be. Is he offending big-breasted or little-breasted women? I'm just trying to figure it out here. Or was it that he chose women as the word? We don't even know what that is anymore. Why are they going after this man when we don't even know what a woman is anymore? But he's leaving the company over this. Look, I don't know how critical he was to Apple, but are we at this level of idiocy that you can't even quip? You can't make a joke? What could a woman have said? Are breasts that off limits, or is it just the big ones?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Teivo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Mix-a-Lot sings a song called I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie. You Other Brothers Can Deny, etc. Right? Have you heard the song All About That Bass, No Treble? All About That Bass. And the girl goes on to talk about big bottom girls. What about Queens, fat bottom girls, you make my rockin' world go round. I mean, look, how many things do I need to give you to make you understand that the human body should be talked about? Jonah, what's his face, the Jewish kid that lost a lot of weight, he loses weight and he doesn't want to talk. You shame him now when you talk about his weight. Like, if you were to say, Jonah, wow, man, you look like you've lost some weight. How dare you body shame me? How dare you? Well, look, I saw you 6 months ago and you were a fat pig, and now you've lost weight and I'm noticing it and I'm actually complimenting you, and I can't do that? Okay.
Oh, Kevin, you know, you just offended some people because you called Jonah a fat pig. Well, you know what? If I did, get over it. I tell you what, cancel me. Cancel me, please. Somebody cancel me so I can buy back 4 hours of my life every day, 2 hours of prep minimum for radio, and then a two-hour show. Please cancel me. I hope I do something to offend everybody out there so you'll want to cancel me. As long as what I offend you on makes a bigger point. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. I'm going to live my life on my terms, by my standards, and if it means I end up with nobody around me wanting to, I mean, I don't know, it's not going to happen, because too many of you think like I do. And I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that many of you have come to the same conclusion I've come to. Maybe you came to it before I did, but or maybe I was one of the people that influenced you to finally act on what you have been wanting to do for decades, which is tell people, get out my face! The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you do for a living. I don't know who's around you, but I will tell you this. Be genuine. And if you really love somebody and they give you constructive criticism, take it. But take it because you feel the need to change. I was talking to a lady and her daughter at baseball. And the lady goes, my husband, his name is Chuck. He's extroverted. He is. Chuck just goes up. He's like me. He'll introduce himself to anybody. Wife, not so much. But she's learned to be cordial. And we were talking about psychology because her daughter studies psychology. And I said, and her daughter goes, I'm more like my mom than I am my dad. But my boyfriend, he's very outgoing, runs track for a college, a D1 college. He's a good athlete. So we're talking. And then it turns out she's into psychology, which happens to be something I really enjoy. I love the study of the human brain. I love the study of people and what makes, why can you profile? Why does the FBI know that the person that's committing these serial murders, it will fit this profile? And you find out that it's spot on. It's because we are so wired in the same way. There's a type of person who likes me, a type of woman, maybe a guy too. I didn't analyze the guys, but there's a type of woman who likes me. You learn that over time as a guy and you go, okay, I'm not going to waste my time with girls that look like that because they generally don't have an attraction to me. The same thing, girls know their types, but we were talking about it and I said to the lady of the daughter, I said, because I know him, I know Chuck, I said, I'm going to make you a bet that Chuck is a lot like your dad. And she goes, you got it. And I said, and I'm going to make you a bet that your boyfriend is a lot like Chuck to the daughter. And she goes, yep, he reminds me of my dad. And I go, exactly. We understand these things about the human brain, about patterns, if you will. And that's just the way it is. And a lot of patterns are good patterns. They're good patterns. They're things that keep you safe. You don't want, if you get into the cycle of like, you know, you see these women that they have one alcoholic guy, then they have another alcoholic guy. And of course, what does it send back to? Dad was an alcoholic. And they can't break that cycle. Well, we find ourselves right now, folks, in a vicious cycle of leftism. And I'm trying to get you to break it. I'm trying to get you to understand how important you are to yourself. Forget what everybody else thinks about you. You are important to yourself first. You cannot be drowning and save somebody else from drowning. So I try to tell conservatives, let's stop your drowning. You are drowning in leftism. It's all around you. And you're watching people drown as you drown, and you think you can save them, but you cannot save them until you save yourself. This is what the message you need to convey to leftists. They're not going to save anybody. Look at this story we're talking about. Let's go back to the Me Too movement that just got its latest victim. This guy who was an executive at Apple, a vice president there, Blevins. He makes a joke about what he does that anybody would have taken as that. And instead of it just being an innocent joke, no, it propagates what? What does it propagate? Is it demeaning to women? Is it what do they call it when they objectifying women? Turn on your TV. Go look at a Sports Illustrated magazine. Look at anything involving leftism, Vogue, whatever, and tell me they're not shoving breasts in our face, pardon the pun. But this guy gets fired because he says he does a takeoff on a scene from Arthur. I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have the weekends off and I'm my own boss. Funny, funny thing. Unless you're in today's woke movement, then, oh, Kevin, you even referencing Arthur and thinking that's funny. Well, as I say to everybody that thinks that I'm wrong about something like this, screw you. Screw you. And I'll tell you right now, I'm a breast man. Oh, yeah. Yep. So there you go. You got enough to get me. Now come get me. Because it ain't going to hurt. It's not going to help. And here's what we're doing. When we start denying our own just nature, we're denying our nature as men. I saw in a movie, I think it was the movie with Notting Hill, and Julia Roberts has met this metrosexual guy who's kind of a pansy, but you know, he can tell they like each other. She's in his house, and she says, "What is it with men's fascination with breasts?" And it made me think about it, not too deeply, because I don't know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. I don't need to understand it. I just know that I'm among the men who are fascinated. And maybe it's because men shouldn't have them and women do have them. And I know that that's one of the things that is a distinction. But I will tell you this. We are not the only ones obsessed with breast. I know many women who are obsessed with breast. I used to hang around some of the most beautiful women in Dallas, Texas, when I was having to go to these gentlemen's clubs with my clients. And I would meet these extraordinary beautiful women. And you know what you'd hear? Oh, I wish I had her legs. I wish I had her hair. I wish I had her breasts. I wish I had her arms. I wish I had her butt. I wish I had this. I wish I was built like her. It was outrageous. But I will tell you this, an overwhelming fascination with breasts. And I will tell you how I know, because plastic surgeons who focus on breast enhancement are doing quite well. So it isn't as we guys that are fascinated. And I'll tell you something else. It isn't that women who get these breast jobs are trying to please men, even though a lot of them are. They want to look appealing to men. They want it for themselves. I'm not mad at them, by the way. Go do it. I think if you do it strictly to please others, then I think you're being idiotic about it. But I think if you feel like, you know what, I have the ability to change myself, I've always wanted to, fine. But don't be mad when some guy says, oh, yeah, well, I race cars, I play tennis, and I fondle women's breasts. And what should he have added? With their permission? Only after they sign my waiver? Welcome to the Me Too. I don't have any sympathy for the guy. He's with Apple, for goodness sakes. He's made a lot of money. He's going to cash out, and he'll probably write a book about fat-bottom girls and big-breasted women and how I got fired from Apple. I don't know what he's going to do with the rest of his life, but I know that's what I would probably do. But they would have to fire me. I would not resign. They'd fire me, and then I'd sue them, and I'd give me a big-breasted... Oh, man. I'd go to Dolly Parton. Dolly, you know an attorney that might be able to help me out with this? Kevin, I got the perfect person. Me! They'd have to fire me. Me Too Women's Overreach. 22-year veteran of Apple. And he gets fired. And he does the worst thing he could possibly do. He pulled a Papa John. He said, I'm sorry. I don't know if they got any statues on it. I don't know if he's got his name on top of anything on the planet. But he's about to lose it all. And he better go into obscurity. And he's also fortunate that he's probably a leftist. They'll let him get away with it. You know, once he does a few mea culpas and makes some donations to some charities.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.